Milena Vícerová was appointed by the Czech government on Wednesday to become the new Czech ambassador to the European Union. She will replace current ambassador Jan Kohout at the beginning of 2008, a year before the Czech Republic will assume the presidency of the European Union. I spoke with Milena Vícerová earlier and I first asked her if that was the reason why she got the job.
Yes, that's totally correct. 1 year advance, the change in the position of ambassador is the absolute minimum for the country to get prepared for the presidency.
Do you consider the state of Czech preparations for the presidency to be sufficient at the moment?
I hope so. Anyhow, now we come to the period where we have to speed up the preparatory works and we have to concentrate on it in the maximum possible way.
What do you plan to focus on as the ambassador? Are there any particular areas you're planning more actively than in others?
I think, it will be presidency in general, but coming back to my history and also coming to the importance of the issue, I would like to focus on the review of the common agriculture policy. The Czech presidency will start in January 2009, and it will be just the period where the health check, the so-called health check of the common agriculture policy, will be ready. And it will be the right time to discuss the future of common agriculture policy. We are aware of the fact that the budget of the European Union is dedicated by 40% to the common agriculture policy. And this figure is to be decreased in the future. And agriculture as such is one of the most difficult tasks of the European policy. And that's why I would like to focus on this issue.
Are you going to work towards, let's say, liberalization of agriculture policies?
Exactly. And I would also welcome the simplification of the common agriculture policy. It's not a secret that the legislation in this field is really too heavy, too complicated. And I welcome the activities of the Commissioner, Marianne Fischer-Bell, that really makes a huge effort towards liberalization and also simplification of the common agriculture policy.
The Czech Republic is known as one of the most active European Union countries in supporting human rights elsewhere in the world, including Cuba and Belarus. Are you going to continue in this Czech policy?
Yes, I would like to continue. I fully agree with this position of the Czech Republic. I will also follow the governmental declaration, but I am ready to continue in this policy.
There's some issues where the policy of the European Union and the Czech Republic is different, and one of those is the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. What is your position on that?
It's too early to present my special position, and I am not totally familiar with the position of the Czech Republic and the EU, and I would like to come back to this issue later on.
I was talking there to Milena Vícerová, the new Czech ambassador to the EU.